realizing that this is the one and real path to salvation. This is the way by which we can save ourselves from imminent doom, from definite destruction to which mankind has helplessly come to find itself. I happen to visit some of our ISKCON centers in different parts of the world, and I was really very, very, it was a surprise to me, because after all, we of course had heard about the spread of the great message of the Lord outside India, but we in India never fully realized or could completely appreciate what was going on outside India. So what we saw was indeed a revelation. It was indeed something quite surprising as to how and in what manner the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had spread around the world. With all the grace of the Lord, it is all the divine will. Because certainly all this is beyond the capacity or beyond the actions of mere human beings. So it is the divine will which is expressing itself, and it is the divine grace which is making everything possible. So I am only a very, very humble servant of the Lord, and it gives me great pleasure to see that there are many, many sincere devotees who have made the greatest sacrifice, who have discarded everything that material comfort, that worldly life can offer, and have dedicated their life, their everything at the feet of the Lord, and are working day and night to spread His message, the message of love, of peace, of brotherhood. The name of the Lord, the chanting of the name of the Lord, Nam Sankirtan, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the great saints have said, is the path of this yuga, is the path of our present times, it will lead the people, it will lead the common man, it will lead the masses in salvation, which will easily take them on the path Godward. So, to all the devotees who have come from far, I would like to offer my most sincere welcome to the land of Jagannath Mahaprabhu, the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We must pray to the Lord to inspire us to go back to our respective places of seva and to spread the name of the Lord with greater vigor, with greater sankalp, because unless we have that inspiration, unless we have the total dedication, we will lack the spiritual strength which is necessary to fight against this ocean of materialism which is surrounding the whole world. It is like a great wave, the great ocean of materialism, which is taking under it all that is good, all that is noble, all that is spiritual. So this onslaught of materialistic thinking, of sense gratification, of pure selfish interest, this has to be countered. This tide has to be stemmed. And this tide is certainly at its peak everywhere around the world. And even in India, we see it. There is almost no place where we can find that we are isolated, we are insulated from this onslaught of materialism. Of course, materialism is good so far as it is balanced, so far as it is weighed on the other side of spiritualism. If they go hand in hand, it is good, it is desired. But when it is materialism and materialism only, when man lives for the sake of gratifying his senses, when man lives identified only with his body and his senses, then man degrades himself to the level of pure animal living. And he forgets his own true identity and his own purpose in this human existence, and not only makes a waste of his life, but he becomes a threat to the entire creation, to the whole of existence. Because God has created man in his own image, as it is said in some scriptures. And man has been placed in the top pedestal, in the highest place, in charge of entire God's creation. And if man does not conduct himself properly, does not discharge his responsibility as the trustee of the whole of God's creation, then there is really a very serious threat. There is grave danger to all of God's creation, because man has the power to undo many of God's wonderful gifts. So the Lord has manifested himself as he has from time to time, very truthfully keeping his assurance, which we find in Bhagavad Gita and in other scriptures also. He has manifested himself from time to time to show us the light, to show us the way. If we follow his teachings, if we follow his instructions, then there is hope. Then there is hope. Otherwise, there is total destruction, there is total annihilation. So, this is indeed a very, very indispensable, a very, very sensitive, a most important responsibility that the devotees today are discharging. Because this is the only way, this is the only antidote, is the only medicine to counteract the most dangerous path in which the whole world seems to be moving. So against materialism, spiritualism is the only remedy, is the only counteraction. Just like against darkness, light is the only antidote. So against the darkness of materialism, against the darkness of ignorance, spiritual knowledge, spiritual enlightenment is the only remedy. It has been said countless of times, and that is the real message which our motherland, which heart worship, gives to the whole world. And this message is more important today than any other time in history. This message is now reaching the world, and we know it is reaching because we are all here. So the message is reaching, and it is reaching, and it is the grace, it is the blessings, and it is the great work done by the acharyas of all sects and creeds. So, in line with this great parampara, in line with this great tradition, Srila Sridhar Maharaj has shown us the way. And Srila Pujya Gurunji Maharaj is carrying on the great work. So let us dedicate ourselves, and when we come to the Lord's festival, let us renew this pledge. Let us renew this sankalp to carry on the great work, to spread Harinam Sankirtan, to spread the message of the Lord, and to bring light, to dispel the darkness. With this, I thank Pujya Gurunji Maharaj and to all the devotees here for having given me this wonderful opportunity of sharing these few moments with you, and for having this wonderful satsang. Once again, let us pray to the Lord, let us pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show us the light, to guide us, to keep on serving Him with all our being, with all our capabilities. Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, honorable Krishnavars, and most honorable our beloved and respectable His Highness Srila Gajaduti Maharaj. What can I say now? I cannot speak English actually, but I am trying to speak for your grace, and you understand everything through our Gajaduti Maharaj. I am telling our Gajaduti Maharaj, that is, I am feeling now. I am surprised to hear from Srila Maharaj the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am surprised that before I am thinking, Gajaduti Maharaj, he has much respect and he is living in high plane always. But he is coming down like transcendental knowledge to our ground and distributed us that knowledge. You know what given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Pratabhudra, he also great devotee. And no doubt of Jagannath's great devotee. Everybody knows he is Charanta Vishnu, but Pratabhudra Maharaj also very respectfully distributed the knowledge what given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mundane world. And now I am looking Sakha Pratabhudra Maharaj. He is presenting himself in form of our Gajapati Vipasimha Devji Maharaj. I cannot speak English, you know, and thanks is it is very small thing to be thanked. And we want from him that transcendental knowledge, what he has, and acquire his heart. And that is our most fortunate day, we can say. This day is very fortunate day. We get his holy association, divine association. It is actually divine association. We are telling our Guru, divine grace, his divine grace. Oh, why his divine grace? And there is divine knowledge coming through in this mundane world for the fallen souls. And we are looking in form of Krishna. It is coming to us. And I am surprised, before I do not know about Sri Maharaj, but I am surprised to hear his lecture. It is not a only lecture, what expression I do not know, but the knowledge, what we got and what we have seen in the scriptures, everything under the control of Maharaja's divine knowledge. We are so grateful and we are feeling very fortunate in this Puri Jagannath Dham and for the power Kshetra. Bhagavan Jagannath Dev's Leela, you know, every day Jagannath Dev taking direct the bhogam and prasadam distribution, you are looking every day which way going here. And when I came here, that time our Tirtha Guru Panda, he gave, I born in Brahmin family, I little hesitate that time, but the Panda is given in my mouth the prasadam and he is taking. And also many of the devotees are there, everybody taking and giving their mouth, everybody. This way they are taking Mahaprasadam, actually the honor of Mahaprasadam. I have seen first in my life 1947 here in Sridham Puri. And that Prabhupati Pavan Khetra Jagannath Dham. And there the whole control of devotion. We are looking in the scriptures. They are Vidhi Marga. But here, Ramanuja, Acharya, when wants to start Vidhi Marga, and when wants to organize that Vidhi Marga, Jagannath Dev himself thrown out Ramanuja Acharya 300 miles far. And Jagannath Dev said, it is under my control, my government, here, don't disturb. And this way, many times, many disturbance comes from the outside. But Jagannath Khetra, Jagannath Leela going still now before, as you are looking at present. Gajendrapati Maharaj, very kind enough to us, and we are so fortunate, our Guru Maharaj's mission, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatama, when he started in 1941, and from that time to today, Guru Maharaj distributing his mercy very small way, but by the grace of Jagannath Dev, Jagannath Ratha, the Ratha Yatra day, he entered into his mosque in Navadvip, and that now spread all over the world. And whole world, that world is now chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everywhere you will see Jagannath Ratha Yatra, and they are following that. Actually, Jagannath Dev's Ratha Yatra, and Ratha Yatra Leela, going in Jagannath Puri Dham, but Sometimes it is appearing to other place also. Jagannath's Leela is a transcendental thing. Then he can show anybody his form, divine form. And this way, now all over the world, running, chanting, dancing in the name of Jagannath, name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this way, going this age, we are looking, and we are so fortunate, we joined in that mission in 1947. But I have also no time, and I am requesting. And if he can speak nicely, and shortly, if he will actually, I need to pray.
No praise.
The Jagannath Dev and his dear most Sevaka.
Thank you.